早上好。
Deadly silence.
大家很安静。
I heard a good morning. I heard one.
早上好。
Let us pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we thank you that we have the privilege of opening the scripture.
主，谢谢你，我们有这样的特权来打开你的圣言。
And we pray, Lord, that this word should not be boring for us.
我们求主让你的话语在我们里面不枯燥。
But rather that this word could be life and like a window that opens up to things we've never seen.
但是这个话语能在我们里面成为生命，好像打开窗户，让我们看到从来没有看见过的事情。
So we trust you, Lord, that your Spirit would so work in us.
我们相信你，圣灵会把你的话语种在我们心里。
And that this time could be really profitable.
使这段时间成为对我们极有益处的时间。
We commit it to you in Jesus' precious holy name.
我们奉主耶稣宝贵的名，将这段时间交付在你的手里。阿门。
So we have been reading, James.
最近我们在读雅各书。
And, we have come to chapter 2.
我们已经来到第二章了。
So let us read, James chapter 2 through, from verse 1 to verse 13.
所以就让我们来读第二章，雅各书第二章，从第一节读到第十三节。
My brethren, do not hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with partiality.
我的弟兄们，你们信奉我们荣耀的主耶稣基督，便不可按着外貌待人。
For if there should come into your assembly a man with gold rings in fine apparel, and there should also come in a poor man with filthy clothes, and you pay attention to the one wearing the fine clothes,And say to him, sit here in a good place, or say, and say to the poor man, you stand there, or sit at my footstool. Have you not shown partiality among yourselves, and become judges with evil thoughts?
若有一个人戴着金戒指，穿着华美衣服进你们的会堂去，又有一个穷人穿着肮脏衣服也进去，你们就重看那穿华美衣服的人，说，请坐在这好位上。又对那穷人说，你站在那里，或坐在我脚蹬下边，这岂不是你们偏心待人，用恶意断定人吗？
Listen, my beloved brethren. Has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him?
我亲爱的弟兄们，请听，神岂不是拣选了世上的贫穷人，叫他们在信上富足？并承受他所应许给那些爱他之人的国吗？
But you have dishonored the poor man. Do not the rich oppress you and drag you into the courts? Do they not blaspheme that noble name by which you are called?
你们反倒羞辱贫穷人，那富足人岂不是欺压你们，拉你们到公堂去吗？他们不是亵渎你们所敬奉的尊名吗？
If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture,You shall love your neighbor as yourself, you do well. But if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors.
经上记着说要爱人如己，你们若全守着至尊的律法才是好的，但你们若按外貌待人，便是犯罪，被律法定为犯法的。
For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point,He is guilty of all. For he who said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not murder. Now, if you do not commit adultery, but you do murder, you have become a transgressor of the law.
因为凡遵守全律法的，只在一条上跌倒，他就是犯了重条。原来那说不可奸淫的，也说不可杀人。你就是不奸淫却杀人，人是成了犯律法的。
So speak,And so do, as those who will be judged by the law of liberty. For judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy, and mercy triumphs over judgment.
你们既然要按使人自由的律法受审判，就该照这律法说话行事， 因为那不怜悯人的也要受无怜悯的审判，怜悯原是向审判夸胜。
All right. Well, there are parts of this section that we've read that seem easy, but there are other parts which seem difficult.
这几段的经文里面有些好像很容易理解，有些似乎很难听懂。
But we have to remember when we're reading James, we're reading some very practical advice.
但是我们要记得读雅各书，这里面是在告诉我们很多非常实际的劝言。
And this practical advice is built on a foundation of Christian doctrine or of truth.
这些很实际的忠告背后它有一个根基，就是我们的基督徒的我们的信条和真理。
And if we don't understand the doctrine or the teaching,then we're not really going to understand what he's saying.
如果我们不明白这些信条和真理，我们就不会明白雅各在说些什么。
We're just going to come away with a few rules, nothing more than that.
我们就以为他是在讲一些的规条，仅此而已。
And the second thing, particularly in this section, we need to remember that he's writing to Jewish people.
第二点，我们必须要明白这一段里面他所写作的对象是犹太人。
So Jewish people are very religious people.
犹太人他们是非常敬虔的人。
And they've got a deep tradition about what God requires of them.
他们对神向着他们的要求有一个非常深的传统。
And whenever anybody has a strong tradition, it's very hard to move them into something more or something better.
如果有一个人他是有很深的传统，根深蒂固在那里，那就非常难劝说他接受一些更好更新的事物。
Okay, so let us look at what he said.
好，我们现在就来看雅各说的是什么。
My brethren,
我的弟
兄们, do not hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with partiality.
我的弟兄们，不要一边信着我们荣耀的主耶稣基督，一边按着外貌待人。
So he says, my brethren, not because they're Jewish, but because they're believers in the Lord Jesus.
他这里说我的弟兄们不是因为对方是犹太人，而是因为对方也是信主耶稣基督的人。
And he says to them, you're putting your hand up and saying, we are Christian.
他说你举起手来说我是基督徒。
We believe in the Lord Jesus.
我们是信奉主耶稣基督的。
But at the same time, you're doing something which is inappropriate if you are a believer in the Lord Jesus.
但是同时你所做出的事情，如果你是一个信主耶稣基督的人的话，在这看来是不大合适的。
Now, in my translation, it says, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory.But it could also say, maybe the Chinese is better, it just simply means the glorious Lord Jesus.
在你有弟兄的翻译里面是说我荣耀的主耶稣基督，中文也是这么的翻译，荣耀的主耶稣基督。
He is not speaking about the Lord Jesus who walked in humility, in poverty, around Galilee and Judea.
他不是在说主耶稣曾经在加利利在贫穷中行走的犹大人主耶稣基督。
But he's speaking about the risen Lord Jesus.
他说的乃是那一个已经复活升天的主耶稣基督。
The Lord who has been glorified.
这个已经得着荣耀的主耶稣基督。
And the place of the Lord Jesus is the place where the believers also belong.
而主耶稣基督所在的地方也是我们所有信徒属于的那个地方。
In other words, having given his life for us, and now having been joined with him, sharing his life, this is a risen life, this is a glorious life.
也就是说主耶稣将他的生命给了我们，我们也在这荣耀的生命与他连接了，与他一同的喜乐。
And so we are called to live according to this glorious life.
所以我们被召就是被那一个荣耀的生命所来呼召。
Okay, so what is he saying?
他这里说了什么?
He says, you're partial.
他说你们有偏心。
He says, a rich man comes in and you all fuss over him.
他说一个有钱的人来了,你们大家都围上去了。
A poor man comes in and you all avoid him.
一个穷人进来了,你们就都避开他。
That's the situation that he's describing.
这就是这一段里面雅各所描绘的一个情景。
I was sent a story the other day about a certain church.
有一天我看到一个故事，就是讲到有一个教会。
And a new man was coming to this church to be their pastor.
有一个新的人到他们这一个教会里面来做牧师。
And nobody had met him before, only one or two people knew him.
没有人认识他，只有大概一两个人知道他是谁。
So what this man did was he dressed up.He dressed as if he was a tramp.
这个人做了什么呢？他就穿了一个好像是非常穷的穷人的衣服，流浪汉的衣服。
And he hung around outside the meeting place begging.
他就在教会的门口乞讨。
And the people who were coming to the meeting sort of walked past him and ignored him.
那些进来聚会的人就也不看他，直接从他前面经过到教会里去了。
And then he went and sat in the back.
然后他自己也走进去，坐在最后边一排。
And then finally, of course, he was called to come forward.
最后当然了，就有人介绍这个新来的牧师到讲台上去。
And then everybody was embarrassed because of how they treated him.
然后每个人看到他进去就非常的窘迫，因为他们很难为情自己。
I wonder how we'd go with a test like that.
我不知道我们这里如果也来这样一个测试情形会怎么样。
He's not, James is not simply saying to these people, you know, you should look after poor people.
雅各这里不是说你们要去照顾一个穷人。
It's much higher than that.
他的要求更高。
He's saying, you have put your hand up and said, I'm Christian.
他说你们这些自称为基督徒的人。
You said you believe in the Lord Jesus.
你们自称是信奉主耶稣基督的人。
Well, don't you know what the Lord Jesus is doing?
你们难道不知道主耶稣基督他是做什么的吗？
You have set yourself, when you act like that, you're acting like as if you were a judge.
你们这样做的时候，就好像在说你们自己是一个审判官。
And you're looking at the outward appearance of somebody and judging them because of that.
你们就看着人的外表穿着，根据那一点来断定人。
But God looks upon the heart.
但是神却是看人的内心。
And you are not looking upon the heart.
你们却不看人的内心。
And when God looks upon the heart, He has saved.
当人看神内心的时候，他就得救了。
So He says, "Listen, my beloved brethren."Has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith, heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him?
他说我亲爱的弟兄们请听神岂不是拣选了世上的贫穷人叫他们在信上富足并承受他所应许给那些爱他之人的国吗
So what is riches?
那些富足的人是怎么样的
Who is truly rich?
那些真正的富人是怎么样的
？Well, these people said the guy with the gold ring, he's rich.
这些犹太人说，那些戴金戒指的人才是有钱人。
But the Lord Jesus says the one who is filled with Christ is rich.
主耶稣却说，在那些充满里面充满基督的人才是富足的人。
Whatever his outward circumstances,
不管他外面的情况是怎么样
的 ，the one who has faith in Christ is the one who is truly rich.
那个在信奉主耶稣基督的人，他才是信上富足的人。
And God has chosen the poor of this world.
神拣选了世上的贫穷人。
Isn't that what we read in Corinthians?
这不是我们在哥林多书里面读到过的吗
？In 1 Corinthians and
在哥林多前书
，verse chapter 1 and verse 26，
在第一章的第二十六节。
For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called.
第二十六节，弟兄们呐，可见你们蒙召的，按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。
But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised, God has chosen. And the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence.
27节，神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。神也拣选了世上卑贱的、被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的，使一切有血气的，在神面前一个也不能自夸。
And in Revelation chapter 2,
还有在启示录第二章
，and verse 9,
第九节。
Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9. I know your works, tribulation, and poverty, but you are rich.
启示录二章九节，我知道你的患难，你的贫穷，你却是富足的。
This is a completely different value system.
所以这是一个截然相反的世界观。
What do we teach our children?
价值观，我们怎么教导我们的孩子呢
？What are the values that we impart to our children？
我们将怎样的价值观给我们的孩子们呢
？What are the values that we live？
我们自己活出来的又是怎么样一个价值观呢
？Are they the values of the world？
是这个属于世界的价值观吗
？Worldly success？
是那些啊世界的标准吗
？Worldly security？
属于世界的安全感吗？
Worldly knowledge,
世界的成功知识
worldly wisdom,
世界的知识
But God said, this wisdom is the wisdom which rejected Christ.
神却说，这些智慧是拒绝基督的智慧
And therefore, he's chosen the foolish.
所以神拣选了世上愚昧的
He's chosen the weak.
他拣选了软弱的
And remember the Lord Jesus said, blessedare the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
记得主耶稣曾说，虚心的人，那些邻里贫穷的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Those who know they have nothing,
那些自己知道我一无所有的人，
they won't be deceived by the outward.
他们不会被外面的事物所欺骗。
And the Lord Jesus said, Woe unto you who are rich.
神却说，主耶稣却说，你们有钱富足的人有祸了。
You've received your consolation. That's all you're going to have.
因为你们已经得到了你们的安慰。
Because you're full.
因为你们满足了。
You're not hungry.
你们一点不饥饿。
You think you're fine.
你们觉得自己很好了。
So this is what James is speaking about.
这就是雅各所说的。
He's not simply saying look after the poor.
他不是简单的说你要照顾穷人。
But it's much more radical than that.
但是比这一点更加的激进。
This is, he's turned, the Lord Jesus has turned the world upside down.
主耶稣基督把整个世界都翻转过来。
Or as somebody said, he hasn't actually turned it upside down, he's turned it up the right way.
有些人说不是主耶稣把世界翻转过来，而是他把世界整个扭转成应该的样子。
The one with eternal riches is truly rich.
那些永恒的富足才是真正的富足。
The one with earthly riches is very poor.
属世的富足却是贫穷。
You know that saying?
你们知道有句话说
There are some people who are so poor, all they have is money.
有些人实在是太贫穷了，他们什么都没有，他们只有钱。
So this is what James is teaching.
这就是雅各所要教导我们的。
God has chosen the poor of this world.
神拣选了世上的贫穷人。
Don't look at the outward appearance.
不要看他们的外表是怎么样。
Don't judge by outward appearance.
也不要凭外貌断人。
Because the true riches.
因为真正的富足。
The true wealth.
真正的富裕。
Is in the knowledge of God.
是对神的认识。
He said, God has chosen the poor, but you dishonor the poor.
这里说神拣选了那些贫穷人。
It's the people who are full and the people who are powerful who are actually harming you.
那些富足的人，他们反倒是欺压贫穷人。
He said in verse 7, don't they blaspheme that noble name by which you are called?
第七节说他们不是亵渎你们所敬奉的尊名吗？
Oh yeah, they do.
是呀，他们是这样做的。
But they're rich.
但是他们很富足。
But they're influential.
他们很有钱。
But they're powerful.
他们很有 权力
So let's not worry about that blasphemy.、
所以我们就不去管他们的亵渎了。
This is more important.
这个是很重要的。
That's why James is saying this to them.
这就是雅各的意思。
Now he's speaking to Jewish people.
他是对犹太人在说。
It's interesting in verse 2 of this chapter. He says, there should come one into your assembly.
很有意思的是在第二节他说有一个人进你们的会堂去。
And the word assembly is actually synagogue.
这个词句就是说去你们的聚会地方意思就是会堂。
Because he's writing to Jewish people.
因为他是写给犹太人的书信。
And in the beginning, the Jewish believers tried to continue in their Judaism.
因为一开始那些犹太的弥赛亚信徒他们是希望在犹太教里面继续下去。
And for some time they were accepted by the unbelieving Jews as still Jewish.
有段时间那些不信的犹太人对他们来说他们还是接纳他们为犹太人。
But eventually they were rejected by the unbelieving Jews.
但是后来这些犹太人就被那些不信的犹太人所拒绝出去了。
But even when they're rejected, they've still got their tradition.
但是既然不管他们是被拒绝了他们还是带着犹太人的传统。
And that tradition was a tradition that led them to obey law.
那个传统使得他们继续的去遵行律法。
So this is their mind.
这是他们的心里所想的。
We obey the law.
我们要守律法。
We do what's right.
我们要做对的事情。
So James says to them in verse 8.
所以在第八节雅各就对他们说
If you really fulfill the royal law, the royal law is like the king of the laws.
如果你们真的要守这至尊的律法就好像是国王的律法。
If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, you do well.
如果你们真的要守着至尊的律法，你们就要爱人如己，这才是好的。
If you actually do that, you're doing well.
如果你们做到了，这是做得非常好。
But of course, the truth was that they were not doing that and they could not do that.
但是当然，事实上是他们做不到，他们也没有做好。
If you could be fully obedient to the law, that would be fine.
如果你们真的是百分之一百的守住神的律法，这真的是好了。
But of course they were not.
但是他们没有做到。
And he says in verse 9, but if you show partiality,
第九节说,
you commit sin.
你们若按外貌待人，这便是犯罪。
Now what is the picture that's being painted here?
那这句话的这个图画是什么意思呢?
A Jewish person was given the law.
犹太人接受了律法。
And this law, they thought, was the way of salvation.
他们认为这个律法就是他们得救的途径。
And they didn't understand that the law actually convicted them of sin. It didn't save them.
他们不知道的是律法其实是把他们定为有罪的。
And when they realized, when the Christians realized, or when a Jewish person realized that they weren't saved by the law,
当一个犹太人意识到他们不能够因为律法而被得救的时候，
when they understood that they needed a savior,
当他们明白他们需要一位救主的时候，
then they reached out to him, to the Lord Jesus.
然后他们就会去投向主耶稣基督。
So there was a clear division here.
所以这里有一个很清楚的一个分界线。
Either you would continue to try and obey the law,
要么你就是继续不断的去尝试来遵守这个律法。
Or you would confess that you can't and that you turn to the Lord Jesus.
或者你就承认你做不到，然后你就投奔主耶稣基督。
It was one or the other.
要不是这条路，要么就是另外一条路。
It could not be both.
不可能是两者兼备的。
So he said, if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors.
所以这里说，你们若按外貌待人，便是犯罪，被律法定为犯法的。
So he said, when you live this way, showing partiality,
所以他说，如果你们这样生活，
when you are no longer walking in Christ,
你们如果不继续行走在基督里，却按外貌待人的话，
but you're judging people just by outward appearance, when you're walking in all of the world's values,
你们像这个世人所走的道路一样，按照外貌来断定人。
You're thinking like the world, you're acting like the world.
你想的也是世界，你做出来的事情也是和这世界一样。
When you effectively move yourself out of Christ,
当你把自己从基督里面走出来的时候，
What remains?
还剩下有什么呢？
What remains is law.
还只不过剩下的就是律法。
And the law condemns.
而这个律法是定罪的。
If we move outside of Christ, we bring ourselves under the law.
如果我们从基督里面出来的时候，我们就是把自己定在律法以下。
And under the law,
在律法以下的时候，
we will only experience judgment, condemnation.
我们只会收到，我们只会经历被审判。
So,Either we abide in Christ,
所以我们要么就住在基督里面，
we walk in him,
在基督里行走，
we believe him,
我们相信他，
we learn from him,
也向耶稣学习，
and we hold on to his truth,
而且我们持守住他的真理，
or else we bring ourselves outside of Christ,
不然的话我们就是把自己从基督里面挪出来了，
and outside of Christ, condemnation,
在基督以外就只有定罪。
For he says, you make yourself a transgressor, for whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all.
因为这里说，凡遵守全律法的，只在一条上跌倒，他就是犯了众条。
Because the law was not simply a few rules to be obeyed.
因为律法不只是一条一条的规条。
But the law was a descriptionof the man that you must be.
律法是描绘了一个你应该做的那个人，他应该表现出来的种种的行为。
So the law was not about what you have to do, but what you have to be.
这个律法不是要告诉你你要做什么，而是告诉你要成为什么样的人。
And what was the requirement?
这个要求是怎么样的呢？
The requirement wasn't that you, get a 50%, 51%, 60% mark.
所以这个要求不是说你要得到50分或者51分。
But the requirement was that you be the man that keeps the law at all times, in all places, always.
这个要求就是说你必须要成为律法所描述的那个人，而且是随时随地一直是成为那样一个人。
And if you fail in one point,
如果你在一条上面失败
了， then you are not that man.
那你就不是这样一个人。
Only the Lord Jesus lived that life.
只有我们的主耶稣基督活出了完成律法要求的生活。
Because that life,is the only life that is acceptable to God.
因为只有耶稣的生活，他的生命才是完全被神接受的。
He who said, "Do not commit adultery," also said, "Do not murder."
那说不可奸淫的，也说不可杀人。
So if you commit one sin but not another, does that mean that you're not sinful?
如果你犯了一个罪，没有犯另外一个罪，是不是就说你没有罪了呢？
You can keep 99.Correctly, but fail in one.
你可以做到 99%, 但是在那 1% 上跌倒了。
Then you are a sinful man or woman.
但你还是一个犯罪的男人或女人。
So this is what James is telling them.
所以这是雅各告诉他们的。
If you move outside of Christ, you move yourself under the law.
如果你从基督里面出来，你就是来到律法底下。
That is a terrible place to be.
那是一个非常可怕的地方。
So he says to him in verse 12.
所以在十二节里他说
So speak and so do as those who will be judged by the law of liberty.
他说你们既然要按使人自由的律法受审判就该照这律法说话行事。
Now that's a phrase that he's also used in verse 25 of chapter 1.
这一句话他也在第五章里面讲到。
Verse 25 of chapter 1, but he who looks,
第一章第二十五节。
He who looks into the perfect law of liberty.
唯有唯有详细查看那全备使人自由之律法的。
This law of liberty is something quite different.
这一个使人自由之律法是很不一样的。
This is the law or the principle that sets us free.
这一个律法它要使我们自由。
What is this law?
这是什么律法呢?
This is the law of faith.
这是一个信心的律法。
This is faith in the Lord Jesus.
这是信心建筑在主耶稣基督里的里面。
This is that covenant of promise that the Lord has made.
这是神的应许，是主自己为我们做的。
Remember the Lord Jesus said, "He who believes in me has everlasting life."
主耶稣说，那信我的就有永生。
This is that law.
这就是那个律法。
This is that way.
就是这一条路。
It's called law.
它名字是叫律法。
Because the righteousness of the law is fulfilled in Christ.
因为这个律法的义在主耶稣的里面成就了。
But it's called the law of liberty.
但是它的意思，它的名字是使人自由的律法。
Because the righteousness is not our own.
因为这个义不是从我们来的。
We have been set free from that burden, that intolerable burden of trying to prove ourselves righteous before God.
我们想要证明自己是有义，但是我们已经被这个重担所解脱开来，我们因为这个律法，我们被释放，得自由了。
We've received the gift of righteousness.
我们得到的是一个义，这是一个礼物，送给我们的礼物，就是神的义。
But notice that it also says,
这里还讲到
So speak and so do as those who will be judged by the law of liberty.
你们既然要按使人自由的律法受审判。
Well said, James.
讲得很好，雅各。
Because this law of liberty, this righteousness, this gift is so precious.
因为这一个义，这一个给我们的礼物是如此的宝贵。
That we, as believers in the Lord Jesus,
我们作为主耶稣基督的信徒
will be held accountable for what we have done with this gift.
我们要被我们要按着我们所做的、所说的受审判。
Doesn't the scripture say we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ?
经上说，我们每一个人都要站在基督的台前受审判。
It's not a license to sin.
犯罪不是我们的执照。
But it's a calling, a high calling.
但是神
to fellowship with.
但是神对我们有一个更高的呼召，要让我们与他与神来交通。
So speak and so do as those who have this calling.
所以就该照这律法说话行事，要与我们的呼召相称。
As those who walk in the freedom that Christ has given.
使得我们可以在神所给我们的自由里面行走。
For, he says, judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy.
因为他在十三节里说，那不怜悯人的也要受无怜悯的审判。
And this is what the Lord Jesus spoke as well.
这也是主耶稣自己亲口讲的。
Forgive us our debts as we forgive them that are in debt to us.
免我们的债如同我们免了别人的债。
And we remember that parable of the servant who was forgiven much, but then wouldn't forgive his fellow servant a tiny thing.
我们也记得主耶稣所说的那个预言，就是一个被免债很多的一个仆人，却不肯赦免别人欠他那一丁点的债务。
It's the same message.
这是同一个信息。
If you put yourself outside of Christ, you're under the law.
如果你从基督里面出来，你就在律法底下。
And the law is not merciful.
律法是没有怜悯的。
It is severe and it is strict.
律法是非常严厉并且严格的。
But then he adds, mercy triumphs over judgment.
但他又加了一句，怜悯原是向审判夸胜。
What a wonderful statement.
多么美好的一个宣告。
In God is justice.
在神里面有公义。
But in God also is mercy.
但是在神里面也有怜悯。
We can see the glory of God in His justice.
我们在神的公义里面看到他的荣耀。
But we see, dare I say, greater glory in His mercy.
但是我们在他的怜悯里面看到更多的荣耀。
When Moses said to God, "Show me your glory."
当摩西对神说，让我看看你的荣耀的时候。
The Lord came before him, and it says he proclaimed the name of the Lord.
主耶稣就从他那里经过，说你要宣告神的名。
And he said, "The Lord merciful."
啊，他就说这是怜悯的主。
And Paul wrote that God is rich in mercy.
保罗也在书信中说，神是满有怜悯的神。
It is the glory of God that He can show mercy.
神在神的怜悯里面，他可以向人展示他的荣耀。
Because the only way God could show mercy was through the sacrifice of His Son.
因为神向人唯一可以显出的怜悯，就是他如何的献上了自己的儿子。
God can postpone judgment, but He cannot fail to judge.
神可以推迟他的审判，但神不可以不审判。
Therefore, when we see that mercy triumphs over judgment, we see the glory of God.
所以当我们看到这句怜悯原是向审判夸胜的时候，我们实在看到神的荣耀。
We see this great work that's been accomplished in the Lord Jesus.
我们看到神伟大的工作在主耶稣基督上成就了。
This great sacrifice which enables God to abundantly forgive.
这个伟大的牺牲使得神能够丰丰满满的来赦免世人。
And to receive us to himself with all his heart.
能够使得他接纳所有的罪人到他的心里。
That's God's mercy.
这是神的，是神的怜悯。
What about our mercy?
那么我们的怜悯在哪里呢？
When we show mercy.
我们在哪里显出怜悯呢？
Mercy.Triumphs or exalts or boasts over judgment.
怜悯原是向审判夸胜的。
Our mercy, when we show mercy.
当我们的怜悯啊，我们发出怜悯的时候。
Because of the mercy that we've received.
是因为我们已经收到的怜悯。
This is also for the glory of God.
这也是为着神的荣耀。
How much greater it is for us to be merciful to others.
我们如果能够向别人施怜悯是多么的好
than to stand in judgment of others.
就不用的站在审判的面前。
How much more wonderful it is to forgive than it is to condemn.
如果我们能够原谅，那要比我们去定罪要好多少倍。
How much better it is to embrace instead of driving away.
如果我们去拥抱接纳，这要比我们去拒绝别人要好多少倍。
So James is consistent. He's calling the believers to a higher walk.
所以这里雅各他一直不断的，他呼召这些信徒要进入更高的一个档次。
He's calling them to live the reality of what God has accomplished in His Son.
他在呼召信徒要活出神在他儿子里面所成就的那一个现实。
To live as people.Consistent with the glorious Lord Jesus Christ.
这一个生活能够是 与神向着我们那荣耀的目标一致的。
Let us pray.
那我们来祷告。
Lord, we pray that we also might walk this higher life.
主啊，我们向你求，让我们也能够行走在这一个更高的主的标准里面。
Lord, we don't want to just be scratching around on the earth.
我们不想只是在这个世界上随便的生活着。
But we pray that we might live as people risen from the dead and living in fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们求主让我们活出一个好像从死里复活与主同行的那一个生命来。
Lord, teach us to hold these values.
求主帮助我们能够抓住这些的价值。
We ask in Jesus' precious name.
我们这样的祷告是奉主宝贵的名。阿门。